Okay, so there was a teacher who entered into one of the classes, and she asked the students, what are the steps for one to become a saint? And the student sitting in the front row raised his hand and said, the first step, teacher, is that you must die. So only after you die will someone speak good about you, and that's when you become a saint. Dear friends, it is somewhat similar to today's gospel. In today's gospel, we find Jesus telling us that the scribes and Pharisees are speaking very much about the prophets whom they had previously. But while the prophets were alive, they were crucified, they were persecuted, and they were condemned to die. Prophets were considered as a voice of God, but when they were alive, their voices were silenced. It was drowned by the wicked people around at that time. And this is what happened to Jesus as well. Now, this is something similar that happens in the world today. When we go to funerals, we find people speaking so many great things about the person who is in the casket. It sometimes happens that the person would get up and ask, are you talking about me? Because while you were alive, I've never heard these things. Do we speak good about people while they live? It's better to give a flower, a fresh flower, to a person alive than to place a bouquet on their grave. It's something that we need to do, my dear friends. Am I a person with an attitude of ungratefulness while people are alive and false appreciation when they die? Am I a person who has a tendency of being indifferent to people while they are alive, but then I give vain glorification when they are dead? Am I a person who respects a person while he is alive rather than going to his grave and respecting him at the grave? We need to live the present moment, dear people, and understand that each and every person is a gift of God, to realize that gift and give glory to God through them.